Hey guys, and welcome back to the Weekly Cheesemit. This is episode number 13, you guys.
What was that? Episode 13. See, it's not so lucky.
Well, it could be, okay? I'm sorry. You guys, we're just waking up. Well, not just right now. We're just focusing right now.
It's been a crazy weekend. It's definitely been pretty interesting. I mean, I think... if I'm just thinking about the past 2 weeks, it has been very crazy for me. Like, honestly, I like to brush it off and say like, oh, I can handle like working full time and being a graduate student. But like the reality is that I'm doing something like every hour of my life. And sometimes I have to like sit back and be like, Franklin, you need your own time. You need time to relax.
Time to reflect.
And so it's been a roller coaster, and I'm trying to find a balance, but we'll talk about our work-life balance in a sec. First, let's talk about what just found out. Myra, what did we just find out about COVID cases?
That now there are already over 5 million today. 5 million cases reported today. I saw that on Twitter this morning, and I don't know what to think.
Yeah,
it's just becoming way more stressful and way more overwhelming that like on the day-to-day basis, like it's just like, what now? Like what's next, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like people are wondering, like I've been seeing posts on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and I mean every social media platform. People are wondering, when are we going to get back to being normal or doing normal things again? And the reality is that I don't feel that it's going to happen anytime soon. Although, if you guys follow a lot of people on Instagram, it seems like everyone's out there partying or going to a club or going to a bar or going to some restaurant. And, you know, I'm not here to judge anyone as long as you're being safe and, you know, whatever it is. I'm not sure what the guidelines are in every city and every state and every single part of the world. But, like, there are certain countries where it seems like nothing's happening. People are going to like bars and restaurants, like nothing.
Yeah.
Or hanging out with big groups of friends and not wearing a mask. And so, you know,
just
I'm not here to judge.
Everybody.
I just don't like, it almost seems like what I see on social media, sometimes I'm like, okay, is COVID over? But the reality is that it's not.
It never went away. Like, and that's the thing. Like,
still here.
Yeah, it's still here. And like, I feel like, you know, people are trying to get back to normalcy because they don't want to stress out the fact that it's still happening. Like, I get it. But like, I don't know. Like, it's a hard thing because especially right now, you know, it's summertime and we're all like, you know, we're supposed to be out doing, you know, like pool parties.
Doing summer things.
Yeah, summertime, road trips and stuff. And like, I see people that are, you know, doing road trips and keeping safe, but it's just like, I don't know. I'm not ready to do big things like that yet. Me, personally. You know?
I mean, talking about road trips, I actually have thought about taking a road trip,
me
going
too.
Up north or going... to Lake Tahoe. Growing up, I used to go to Lake Tahoe a lot. And so I have vivid memories of just having a lot of good times there and camping and staying in cabins. And so I hope that I can do that this year.
Me and my family were talking because they really want to go up to Sequoia. I've never been, and like, I've been wanting to go.
You've never been to Sequoia? First of all, get ready. Get ready because the drive there is amazing, but also the second you start seeing the trees, like the first time I saw them, I was like, this is fake. I'm like, I'm in a movie. Why is this tree this big? Why aren't there trees like this near my house? Like, it's a trip. It's a trip. So
it's a natural, what is it? Not natural, like nature
trip.
Nature. It's like nature's just really beautiful that it's like mind blowing kind of thing. Just like
it's mind blowing, you know, without the intake of shrooms. So
no, it's crazy. Cause like we took a trip to the Grand Canyon 2 years ago. Cause my mom had been wanting to go for like the longest time. So we planned it out, whatever. And I'm still like in awe. I'm like, the Grand Canyon is a whole other like world. Like this is like Earth. Like Earth is freaking beautiful, you know? So it's just like, no, but it's just like so mind blowing. Just like, wow, like this is real. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think everyone should experience at least once. Like, I want to go back because the Grand Canyon is way bigger than you think. Like there, you have to take little shuttles to get to different parts of the Grand Canyon. Like that's how huge it is. So
yeah, there's a lot of places to explore.
I recommend
it. Yeah, one of the biggest things that I want to do at the Grand Canyon is take a helicopter ride.
Oh yeah, they offer that. I don't know. I'm nervous. Like I don't know if I would want to do that. Like helicopter. I don't know. That's just
I have never been on a helicopter, and I've always wanted to.
Yeah
I've always wanted to. But then I get freaked out because, you know, there's, well, we live near many airports, but there's a certain airport where a lot of helicopters and like little planes have crashed. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're the safest things in the world.
Yeah. But it's like one of those things, like, I don't want to like scare you or anything, but it's just like, you know, plane crashes or like, you know, just accidents with little planes. Like it's one in every, like, I don't know, like it's most likely that you're going to like not. You'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. The risk isn't. I mean, is there, but the probability of you dying from a helicopter ride isn't as great.
Sorry and to I get morbid.
And I,
but...
No, and I understand that. It's hard to get morbid, but also on that note, I saw a story of a young lady who went not bungee jumping. She went skydiving, and she died. And I'm like, and this was recent. And I'm like, oh my god. And like that's the one thing I wanted to do this year, but now I'm like. Going back on my thoughts, I'm like thinking, I don't know that I want to do that yet.
The stratosphere, like that was probably one of the most badass things you did last summer.
Yeah, last summer, everyone. So if you've never been to Las Vegas has the Stratosphere Hotel. And at the Stratosphere Hotel, at the top of the building, there's different rides. And then there's a like a ledge that you can jump off from, obviously with a bungee.
But it's professional, like it's all legit. Like it's not and you're gonna jump off. Like, no, it's legit. Like we were there with him. Like they had to prep him. Mm-hmm. Like I think I took video of you when they're putting on like that suit that you had to wear and they had to strap on like all the gear and stuff. Yeah. Like that was legit. That was crazy.
Yeah, you have to wear certain gear. You have to wear certain shoes. You can't wear, they literally check your pockets if you have anything.
You can't have nothing, yeah.
You can't have a phone. You can't have, I mean, seriously, you can't have a watch. I don't remember, I don't think.
No, and, I think you took your watch off, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to sign a waiver form, pretty much saying like, here's your life, and if something
in
happens,
case,
oh well.
Yeah.
But there's so much prepping to it, but honestly, I wasn't nervous at all. It was something that I wanted to do for a very long time.
Yeah, I think I was a little bit more nervous than you, and like you even were trying to convince me and like our other friends, that like, come on, you guys, you should do it. We're like, no, we're here to watch you. Like, we'll watch you do it first, yeah. But
this place is 111 feet tall, and I believe it's 13 stories or something. I don't know. It's really high up. But yes, you go through this training, and then they take you up to the top floor, to the very top, and you see everyone. And honestly, you get escorted to the ledge.
Yeah, so like, didn't you have to take like an elevator and everything?
Yeah, so you have to take a separate elevator. You get escorted. You go through like the main restaurant at the very top, and everyone looks at you because they know you're going to jump. And so I thought that experience was weird. And then they put you in another room, and it's like a holding room, but it's like cleared, so you can see all the windows, you can look out. And then finally they go, okay, you ready? And I'm like, yes. And so then they prep you again, they check your shoes, they literally check the bottom of your shoes, they check everywhere to make sure you're not carrying anything. I'm sure it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
And then you're at the ledge and they're hooking you up, and then they ask you if you want to take a picture, you get a picture. And at the same time, the only thing you do have on your wrist that I paid for extra was a GoPro. And so you were able to record everything that was happening. And so I remember vividly when the instructor was saying, all right, so move your hand to the left. And so like you're walking off to the ledge, and then they go, we're gonna count you down to one or three or whatever, and you're gonna jump. And I remember he counted, but I was like, wait, like, can I just enjoy this view? Like, I seriously wasn't even nervous.
You don't even have the time to enjoy the view, honey.
No, like, but seriously, something like came over me the second I was on that ledge, that instead of fear, I was super excited. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Like, you felt like some sort of adrenaline. Like, I remember like after you had jumped off, you were like feeling some type of way. You're like, oh my God, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, I'll give you guys what happened after. But so as he's counting down, I was like, give me a second. I actually want to take this in, and I want to look out. And the reason why I did that was because, first of all, like just how we were talking about nature and beauty, the beauty of like seeing the entire city lit up at night, because I did it at night because they said it was scarier at night. And I'm like, well, that's when I want to do it because I'm a risk taker.
Wow.
And so I remember just looking out to Las Vegas and like looking at the strip and just thinking like, this is so beautiful. And the thing is, like, I went through some crazy times during college and I just never thought that I would do that. So in 2019, when I decided to do that, it was kind of like a moment in time where I was like, okay, if I do this, I'm gonna look forward to like other things in life and like fight really hard. I don't know. It was like a
it was a moment for yourself to experience. Like you had to
I had to do that to like, yeah, I had to do that to like be a better version of myself. I know it's crazy, but the second I jumped off and I just like released whatever, like in my mind, I was like, you know what? Like I'm jumping. It's going to be like a new year. I'm going to release everything from the past and just like be a better version of myself. Like that was kind of like my leap of faith and the way I saw it. And so when I landed, the first thing I said was, I need to do that again. Like I didn't even say anything else. Like I was like,
yeah, I remember that. Well, because I was in the bottom, we were waiting for you because there was like an area where you can actually sit and wait for.
She had VIP seating.
Yeah, it was like cool VIP, like beach lounge chairs, and we're sitting there. So it's like we were looking all the way up the building. I was like, oh my God, like I can't even see him. So like they said your name and they were counting down. And then like 20 seconds later, he was already on the ground. I was like, dude, I didn't even, that was trippy. Like I didn't even see him come down. Like that's how fast and quick it happened.
Yeah, it was.
It was really cool.
It was so really exciting.
Yeah.
And then so, that day I was like on a high for like.
Ever. Yeah, you were like on a high.
I was like, yes. But if anyone gets to go to Las Vegas and, you know, it's open.
Anytime soon.
Yeah. I would suggest doing that jump. It's so much fun. Yeah. And I also, because I already did it, I think I get like a discount. So if anyone wants to come with me.
Oh, yeah. You got like all the certificate or something at the end. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I have a video. They said if I lost a certificate, I can use the video as proof.
But have you watched it since?
I watch it. I have it on my Instagram, and like I haven't watched the entire video. In fact, I need to find that USB because I saw it recently, and now I want to rewatch it.
Okay, now you should pick it up.
But talking about trips and what we miss, what do we miss the most right now? Like, what are you missing?
Since COVID? Like really socializing, like, you know, I'm a very social person and every weekend I want to do something new, try something new, go to a museum, go to a movie, take a little road trip somewhere. But unfortunately we haven't been able to, but I think I definitely do miss the road tripping.
Yeah, I miss just like
being
out and just like being able to go to like new restaurants. Like even during the summer we would somehow end up like at a rooftop bar or like somewhere really nice and just always having fun, or going to the beach and not thinking about, are you wearing a mask, are you healthy, you know, like or is there COVID
taking
here
all it's the just precautions like precautions before yeah it's been rough like, but insane. I mean, like, what else are we gonna do, you
know? Right, like we went to La Jolla like a few weeks back and we went to go say happy birthday to one of our friends, and you know the interesting thing is where she was there was like a fair amount of people, but it wasn't like crazy. There was a section in which we were walking towards and I remember seeing like hundreds of people and they were all like really close to each other. I'm like,
there was a lot of people on that beach. Like,
and I was like, oh my God, I really, and I was like, oh yeah, no, I freaked out. I'm like, I really hope that this is not where she's at. I mean, even though it looked beautiful, for the people in La Jolla, some of you just don't care.
Exactly.
like everyone was like not wearing a mask and just like not
the
really.
The vibes were so off.
The vibes were off in that section of the beach.
So off in that section of the beach.
Yeah.
But thank goodness she wasn't in the crowded area.
She wasn't.
She chose a bit of a more secluded little spot, which was
I loved it.
And I loved it. And, you know, we kept our distance and we just decided to do like a whole day trip. And as much as we wanted to stay, it wasn't a regular San Diego trip because if all this wasn't happening, we would have been there for the whole entire weekend.
Yeah, I actually had an Airbnb booked for that weekend.
Yeah, we had,
but we had to cancel it because I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. And then the thing is like, you know, like I have to, the way I see it is I have to think about myself. Like, what if I had COVID and I was the one spreading it? Like, that would make me feel guilty.
Yeah,
so instead of just like thinking about that, I just, you know, just avoided all that and just not, I didn't do it. So yeah. I don't know.
So we definitely made the best of it. You know, it was nice to be at the beach and we decided to stay there till sunset. And you know, it just, it was nice. It was very relaxing and it was something we definitely needed.
Yeah. You know, it was a recharge.
Like the, yeah. It was definitely a really good recharge, like despite like the circumstances and all that. But so, you know, so we've been trying our best to just do little things like that.
Trying to cope, trying to cope with COVID.
Yeah. So but, I hope that, you know, everyone's doing their best because we're all experiencing the same thing. We're all going through this. And you know, yeah, everyone just, but let's talk
about, right, but let's talk about predictions for 2021. I mean, one of the biggest things that I'm quickly thinking about, just because we were supposed to be at this place too, is Coachella. You know, I don't think Coachella is happening next year.
Like, well, I mean, as of right now, just any outdoor activities like that are not going to be a go.
Concerts,
and it's really sad because I'm, fingers crossed, you know, I was supposed, like I said, I was supposed to go to Spain this summer, but we were scheduled for next summer. So I really hope that the circumstances are a bit better, you know, travel-wise. I'm really crossing my fingers really hard right now.
Of course, like, I mean, you just brought up Spain, but I still have items booked, like activities for me and my family. We were supposed to go to Europe. We were supposed to do like a Europe trip and go to Italy and Positano and just like all these random places,
yeah,
Paris. And I had activities booked, and there's a certain boat that I was going to take, and I spoke to the owner and I said, you know what, like, instead of returning my money, just keep it and
postpone
then
it,
and let's postpone it for next year. And he said, yeah, yes. And so I'm like, okay, so now I'm kind of looking forward to that, but I also realize that it might not happen,
unfortunately. Yeah,
yeah, but it's okay, there's insurance on it, so you know, I'll get my money back one way or another. But there,
yeah,
but it's something that I'm looking forward to, and I'm thinking, okay, if I could just like have that book, because the boat that I got was it was like, it's literally booked out for all the seasons. And
wow,
so yeah, like, this is, I found this video online on YouTube and they sold me, and so hopefully I get to ride on that boat on the islands of Italy.
I hope so too. Well, yeah, I mean, the whole reason why I'm going to Spain is because I'm going to attend a music festival that they have out there. It's called Primavera Sound. And me and my friend, we bought our tickets for the concert, but we bought them with insurance. So like, if anything was to happen, like, we're going to definitely get our money back. So I'm not tripping.
So if you didn't go this year, mm-hmm, did you get your money back for this year, or it's automatically postponed and you have tickets for next year?
Well, I got lucky because like, literally as soon as COVID hit, we hadn't finished booking a lot of places. Like, we hadn't booked like Airbnbs or anything. Like, all we bought were, all I had purchased so far was my flight from, I was going to fly from Los Angeles to Chicago. And then from Chicago, I was going to get a flight to Spain because I didn't want to do like the whole way from Los Angeles to Spain by myself. So me and my friend were going to meet in Chicago, and then we were going to both leave together. So like, I was literally about to book that other flight, and then COVID hit. And yeah, so I got lucky that I didn't have a lot booked yet.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I think back of when like all the news broke out, like, okay, this is serious, we were supposed to go to San Francisco that weekend.
Yeah, and for my birthday.
We made a last minute decision. We're like, okay, San Francisco at that moment,
it was really bad.
Yeah, the cases were like having huge outbreaks, and then some of the hotels were using their rooms to place homeless members of the community, or just like random people who had COVID. And so I was just like, you know, we need to think twice, like, is it smart, mm-hmm, if it's not essential, you know, if we're just gonna go have fun, is it essential for us to go to a city where, you know, cases were breaking out? And then LA got hit with it. So, you know, we have canceled so many events and things this year, but at the end of the day, for some reason, I'm very optimistic and hoping for a better future.
Yeah, me too.
Hopefully 2021 will be a year of reflection and look back at what happened in 2020, and maybe we can be a better version of each other, and maybe our nation could be better. I am hoping for the best. There's a lot that needs to be fought for, you know, human rights and policies that need to be pushed.
Checked.
Yeah, you know, just so much going on. But And we have the elections coming up in November, but that's a whole nother
conversation. That's a whole other thing, guys. Y'all better vote. Don't forget to vote.
Don't forget to vote. Okay. Now, another news that broke out, and we probably talked about Universal's closing down for, Horror Nights. So I didn't remember mentioning that. But now, Disneyland, Knott's are also.
So they're not going to have no Halloween stuff either?
Mm-mm. No more Halloween items. And like, I'm not like a big Halloween like I don't dress up or anything like that. I mean,
I mean, I used to dress up in school, like in elementary school, when they made you dress up and then
okay, Myra.
You would do like the parade or something and your family would come.
You go way back. No,
that was so fun. I remember that. But like as an adult, like as a teen, like I don't know. I didn't really stress out about costumes. I was like, it's Halloween. Like, I'll just put on like a black outfit and like some crazy makeup. Like, that's it.
Yeah, simple. No, I definitely have been. I mean, okay, maybe I can't say Halloween hasn't been a thing because I remember even being a teenager with one of my friends. We threw a Halloween party and that was so much fun. And so every year I do try to go to like Universal Horror Nights. I love going to
and we went for the first time last year and it was so much fun.
Wait, for the first time together, not my first
time. I'm sorry. I had never gone, but I went for the first time last year and we went together. Mm-hmm. And it was just so great. Like, I remember, like, look, I'm a big avid like person of like horror movies. Like, I watch horror movies all the time,
Myra,
blah blah.
Yes. But okay, like, I've already said this before, guys, but Myra literally watches scary movies alone by herself at night.
Okay, but here's the thing though, like I can do that. Like, I can watch horror movies by myself any time of the night, whatever, I'm good. But like when it comes to like having like the scary stuff like in person, like that gets me like really nervous for some reason because like it's in person, like it's interactive. So like I remember like we got to Horror Nights last year and we were walking in, dude, and I was so nervous, right? Before we even like entered the gates. And then as soon as like we walked in through those gates, like I wasn't nervous anymore. It was so weird how it just went away so quickly. Like,
yeah, and then it's
fine for like the mazes and everything. I was like, nah, this is such a piece of cake. Like, this is so fun.
Yeah, like, there are other people though that like that nervousness.
Get terrified.
Well, they don't, that it never goes away. Like I've been with people that literally are scared
like cry?
From the beginning to end. I'm like, I'm never coming with you. So,
well, I think it's because we were together, like, and you don't get scared. So, like, I think that's why my nervousness like went away. Like, yeah, we get scared, but it's fun.
Yeah, like, you know? I like that. They're like, and then you're like, it's funny.
It's just fun.
Yeah. The only one, I've been to Horror Nights a lot, but I feel like the only one that really freaked me out in this was like years ago. They had a La Llorona maze, and that La Llorona maze freaked me out because all I remember was that the beginning started like you would see like the little river and the little bridge, and then you ended up at a church, and so you're like sitting at the church, and there's a coffin at the end of the church, and out of nowhere that coffin opens, and then you have to like run out of there, and I'm like, oh my god, and then at the end this person with stilts, first of all, you know, like stilts, you could be like, I don't know how tall, but this thing looked like it was, it was so tall, it like 50 feet tall, I swear, maybe I'm exaggerating, but it was so tall, and then like it would come towards you, and that's how you would like run out of the maze. But La Llorona, that maze freaked me out, I will say.
I was kind of bummed this year, you know how we really wanted to do the tram ride, but was it closed the day that we went?
They weren't doing it anymore or something. Yeah.
Ooh. Well,
yeah, but moving forward, I do think that like if you ever go to Universal and if it ever happens again, I'm definitely spending the money and getting the VIP pass.
Oh yeah, me too. Because those lines get really long.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was fun because I was like, you know, with friends and we were chatting it up. But next time I will definitely
spend the extra money too.
The extra money to just go through the VIP
line. Because it's worth it because you get to experience every single maze. Like, I was kind of bummed because, you know, we were there and I wanted to do the Stranger Things one. And then I wanted to do like all these other ones. But then by the time we got there, like the wait was already almost 2 hours.
And yeah, I think for Ghostbusters, we waited like 2 hours.
Yeah, and at that point, it was already almost midnight, and we're like, we're never gonna get out of here, but, you know.
And we worked early in the morning, and it was exhausting.
Did we? We went during a weekday?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's why we didn't stay. So next time, for sure, VIP, VIP status.
Right. But talking about work-life balance, I know at the beginning I mentioned that, you know, I am, again, a graduate student getting my master's in public health, for those that don't know, at San Diego State. And I'm also working full-time, and it seems like it's full-time plus, you know, overtime. And so I'm trying to find a balance where I'm like, okay, I need to stay sane. What do I have to do? And so, like, for instance, today, on Sundays, I usually like to take a drive down the canyon and head down to the beach. And that's kind of like my way of recharging. And it, for me, it just does a lot. Like, just going through the canyons, putting on music and not thinking about my work or like my problems or my homework, it definitely helps me just to recharge and like come back home and feel refreshed to just do whatever I need to do and stay productive. So what is it that you do to kind of find that work-life balance for you now that you're working full-time outside of your house, whereas before you were working at home all the time? So what do you do to kind of like stay sane and just be normal?
Be normal.
Or whatever that is. Like, yeah, we're not normal.
I mean, like, just to relax and, like, you know, I like to sit down and watch like a good movie or, like, you know, read. Well, I've been trying to read more. Just listen to music and just keep my mind busy. Like, even if it's like to go for a walk or, like, you know, just chill and, like, not stress, or, like, you know, talk to a friend or talk to you, or, like, you know, just different little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
or pick up food from different places.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I had a friend who just took me, or she actually ordered for us, but she ordered from a place called Takaya. First of all, if you've never tried Takaya in the LA area, they're like in Studio City, Beverly Hills, in the West Side. Their food, they have regular all meat options, but they also have vegan options. And I had a keto bowl with chicken. So, I mean, yeah, it was just, guys, it's like Mexican modern food, and their food is amazing. They have all types of things. Go check them out. Takaya. Not sponsored. But
that sounds really good. Like, when you told me about that, I was like, I might get that for lunch, because I want to try and eat more healthy stuff.
So, like, many people message me about it. I'm like, trust me, this was my first time and I'm impressed. So thank you, one of my coworkers who brought me lunch. That was really good.
Good.
But like, we're going to do something a little bit different this time.
What are we doing?
So usually we cover, you know, entertainment news, and we cover all types of music and, you know, everything else that's happening around the world. But we also decided that this time, this episode towards the end was going to be a little bit more fun.
Personable.
So we're going to, personable. And we're going to ask each other questions, and hopefully you get to know us a little bit better.
So I think that's a question game.
Yeah, it's a question game. I'm going to send you a link right now, and you're going to look at these questions, and you're not going to tell me what you're going to ask me, and I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to ask you. We're just going to, this is going to be random and interesting, and hopefully we can connect more with you. You know, we're used to delivering information, but also it's like, we want you guys to get to know us more. And even if it's just like not much or substantial information, maybe you'll laugh. You'll get a little laugh. I mean, we might. All right. So let me know when you have the questions.
I do. I have them right now.
I'm bringing them up. Okay.
It's so a lot.
There's a lot of questions. We're not going to ask each other every question. But we're definitely.
Should we just pick like our four questions that we like?
Well, let's start with four and let's see where we go. Do you want to start?
Okay.
I'm nervous. Don't put me on the spot.
No, I'm not. No, put me
on the spot.
Oh, okay. So you want to be put on the spot? Okay.
I'll put you on the spot.
No, please.
Our podcast is already on the spot. So.
It is on the spot. Okay. I'm just going to start with the silly one. I mean,
oh, gosh.
Just because it's music related. Okay. What's your favorite 90s jam? That's kind of hard. What's your favorite 90s jam?
Whoa.
I mean, we were kids. So like, what, as a kid growing up, like, what is like a jam you remember like really liking? Your favorite 90s jam?
Let me think about this, because
it can be Spanish, English, whatever.
Well, I mean, growing up, Celia Cruz, like, Carnaval. That song, La Vida es un Carnaval, I think it's called. That song literally would always play. My mom would be cleaning on Saturdays and that thing would be playing. And I know that song probably didn't come out in the 90s, but I swear that's when I listened to that song.
Growing up, over. Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to a lot of Linkin Park as well.
In the 90s?
Was that 90s? No, that was not.
They were more 99, 2000 when they first started. So, yeah. I mean, I think that kind of counts. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. My music taste has been really broad since I was a little kid because I remember my babysitter. I had a babysitter when I was really young and she would play like all types of like...
All types, like English and Spanish music?
But yeah, but like love songs. Like I swear this like babysitter was in love with whoever her boyfriend, husband, whoever it was. My parents actually would always make fun of me because they would pick me up and I would always go home singing love songs. So people would always be like, Franklin, you're so romantic. Because growing up, like I would just always be singing like... Vicente Fernandez or like Enrique Iglesias, just like not even, you know, on key, like just singing random love songs.
You just probably didn't even know what you were singing, but you just remember hearing it.
Yeah,
all the time.
Like I never understood the lyrics or context, or maybe didn't even think about it. But that's like what I grew up with, just like listening to a lot of Spanish music. Mm-hmm. And then when I got into middle school, I started listening to more rock because I was a rebel. No, but really, I did enjoy it. Like a lot of, you know, it was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, my music taste has been very broad, but I would say like...
Celia Cruz. So we'll go with that.
Right, for now.
For now. We'll troll back.
Right. So let's go back and forth. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll start with the fun one. I think I saw one. Okay. This is funny. Okay. A pigeon walks through that door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say and why is he here? Like, first of all, a pigeon.
Okay, is it a regular sized pigeon or is it like a
Myra, it's a pigeon. One?
Okay, so regular sized pigeon with a little hat.
A sombrero.
Does it talk?
Well, what does he say? So the question says, what does he say and why is he here? So apparently he speaks, or maybe you speak pigeon.
What the heck is speaking pigeon? Okay, I don't know. He'll say,
bird? Hi. Speaking bird.
Hi, how are you? Let's go eat some food. I mean, I don't know. Like, okay, pigeons are ugly. I don't want to interact with them.
Oh, Myra, all animals are beautiful.
Oh, you said penguin. I thought you said pigeon. Oh my God.
Oh, wait, I said,
I'm so
I did,
sorry.
Wait, hold on. I did say pigeon and I meant to say penguin.
Okay, trail back. Okay, so this is different now.
Okay, let's ask the question again.
Okay.
A penguin walks through that door right now wearing a sombrero. What does he say and why is he here?
Oh, well, I mean, I would be concerned because it's not in the cold. Why would it be out here in the sun, right? Would it be like the one from like Happy Feet? Is it going to dance for me?
Oh!
Yes. So I hope that it would dance too. But what does he say and why is he here? Hello. I don't know. I hope he's here for good luck. How about that?
So he would say what?
He would just be like, hello. And then, like I said, I hope he's here for good luck.
Oh, that sounds cute. All right, let's move on to more questions.
That was a funny, that was an interesting one. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you this one. Okay, how would you rate your memory? Because you're always saying you have such a bad memory and you're always saying that I have the best memory because I remember the most randomest things.
Well, not... Okay, well, no. Let's clarify. I do think that I have... I mean, when it comes to, like, movies and songs, I'm the worst. Like, I can't memorize lines the way that Myra does. Myra can watch an entire film and I swear she has that script in her head somewhere. She will remember like not even just like the lines. She'll be like, and then he did he like turned left and then did this hand movement. And I'm like, how do you remember all that?
I don't know.
But she does. Like, seriously, if you ever played a movie script game with Myra, she would literally tell you what movie that is. Like, I remember being at Coachella one time and they were playing this game where they like reenact different lines and scenes of the movie. And Myra literally got every answer right. And I'm like, how does she do that? But when it comes to like studying or like doing things professionally or like in school, like I've always been I would say, really good. And so like that takes some sort of memory.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just not my, the things I store in my mind are not similar to yours, but I do think that my memories serves me some well sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you rate it? Like
so 1 through 10, I mean, in order to live my life, I have to have more than a 7.
Okay. That's good. That's a good number.
Right.
Oh, number.
My turn. I'm like over here putting myself on mute. I'm like, wait, it's my turn.
It's okay. Your turn.
So we're getting a little bit, okay, so you're going like, you know, from like a meter of 1 to 5, like, or cold to hot, you're like going really slow. So let me see if I can get some, oh, let's get deep. So Myra, what inspires you?
I don't have any particular, I mean, I think just the people I'm around inspire me. Other people inspire me, I think. Like, for example, like, but just my family and then my really close friends, like, really inspire me to be better, you know? Just, like, by everyday things. And, I just honestly, so just the people around me and then I just get inspired by the arts. Sorry, I don't Beautiful. Like to talk about myself.
That's why this was going to be a challenge. I'm like, and I really like it. So
yeah,
let's keep going.
So yeah, so that, I'm sorry, that was my short answer, but that's what inspires me. Okay, me next.
You next.
Okay, this one's a little weird. I don't know if this means like, okay. Oh no, wait. Hold on, I'm sorry. I had the question already, but where is it? Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, what do you think about when you're alone in your car? Ooh.
Is it a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday?
I don't know, I guess just in general, like, or maybe when you're taking your long drives down to the beach or like.
Yeah, so what do I think about when I'm in my car alone? I like to not think. No.
Okay.
No, when
no,
I'm
driving. That's valid.
When I'm driving, I think also the reason why you take those drives also is to kind of appreciate life and the way things are like, things aren't going, you know, in the exterior in life right now with COVID and everything, like it's crazy right now. But for some reason, like, I still have to find reasons to be grateful for being here and for, you know, still being able to be a student and do well, being, you know, doing well in school and being able to keep a job and just being motivated with the work that I do with my, you know, in my professional setting. And so I think that there's things to be grateful for. And so when I'm driving, I think about all the positive things. And so I think that's also what helps me recharge, just like thinking like, okay, I need to be thankful about this, I need to be thankful about that. How can I improve? I'm always thinking also like, how can I improve for the following week? What can I do different? What can I do better?
Yeah.
And so I think, but also I think that's also a constant battle for me, that I'm always trying to outdo myself, which is a good thing. I think you should always find benchmark or create benchmarks for yourselves and have goals. I think for me personally, that's what keeps me motivated to keep going. Like, I'm always like, what goal do I need to meet? You know, and not always just all, a lot of my goals aren't just because I want to do things for myself, but I want to do things for others. And so I'm always constantly thinking like, how can I make or improve to make things better? But
like,
yeah,
that.
that's really what I think about, honestly. And then if it's a good song playing, then I'm thinking about all the
about the club.
About the club. I mean, that's the truth.
No, that is the truth. Okay, cool. I like that. Okay, so I think we're on to our last question.
Wait, oh yeah, it's my turn, huh?
Yeah, this is the last question. Number
no,
four.
This is my third. You need one more.
Oh, wait, what? I think we lost track. Okay.
It's fine. This is fun.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Okay. So what's the most interesting thing about you that we wouldn't learn from your resume alone?
That I wouldn't put on a resume?
So what's the most interesting thing about you that we wouldn't learn from you from your resume alone? So like something that is interesting, but is not on your resume.
I can think
of one thing.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about the one thing that I'm thinking about too, which is not a lot of people know that I know how to tap dance.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
Wait, which one were you thinking about?
Hi, I went to one of the top fashion design schools in Los Angeles. I went to FITM.
I'm a fashion school dropout, y'all. Look, I don't want to that's not a disappointment. I mean, you know, it didn't work out at the time. I did attend fashion school for a little while. I always wanted to be a designer. I kind of got inspired from Selena because she was one of my favorite singers when I was a kid. And when the movie came out, it shows her that she designed her own costumes for her tours and stuff. And I don't know, since then I was wow, I want to do that. That's cool. So I would always just do sketches randomly everywhere. And once I was in high school, I was in theater, and I would always want to be involved in the costuming aspect of all that stuff. So I decided to attend this school, and I'm not very school savvy, but I was I'm going to this school and I need to be on top of my stuff. But unfortunately it didn't work out for me personally, just grade wise and stuff. I just think I was a little bit too young at the time, and I just wanted to go to school and just hang out with my friends all the time and stuff. And I was also working a part-time job at the time. So I couldn't balance
everything
and work at the same time.
And that's life, that happens all the time. So don't beat yourself up.
No, I'm not. But so I went to fashion school, and Lauren Conrad from The Hills did attend that school, because I saw her one day at school and they were filming. Because everybody always asks me, they're like, oh my God, did you see Lauren Conrad at school? I'm like, no. And no, I did not see Amanda Bynes either, because she attended that school literally a few years after I had left. So yeah. But
that's cool. Yeah,
I attended fashion school, y'all. Ooh. And it's never too late. It's still in my mind, but who knows? Who knows? We'll see. We'll see.
Right.
Okay, next question for you. Wait, so this is my last one?
I believe so. I mean, we can do two more and then we'll end it.
Okay.
Ooh, these are fun.
I know, I like this. Okay, I'm digging one up. Oh, I just saw one. Okay,
I'm nervous about this one. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know how this question is, what information it's looking for, but teach me something I don't know in the next 5 minutes. Something about you, or I don't know. That's a weird question. Do you understand the question?
I think it's just, so teach me something about you in the next 5 minutes, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot.
Yes. Not strangers.
But I think not just for you, but just for a lot of people, I think one of the things I can not teach, but you can learn from me or about me is that I somehow feel I will be an architect one day. No, I'm kidding. No, but I do think in my afterlife somehow.
Afterlife?
I feel like I'm going to be an architect in my afterlife. I know that's such a weird thought, but I've never actually talked about this, but I always felt like my path was in professionally in my career will never be linear. And somehow I won't be an architect in this life, but I feel like I'm definitely going to, design something, and hopefully maybe my own personal business, my own future home. I don't know, but I do think that something along those lines will happen. I used to work in construction a few years back, and I did get motivated by home remodeling and just reading different blueprints and seeing home redesign and just a lot of different things. So who knows? Maybe one day I'll be able to plan something out, because I'm really good at it, actually. Or I have, in my mind, I'm a very, my own preference, I know what I like. The second I see something, I'm not like I can make decisions. So like if something doesn't match, I'm like, okay, that doesn't go. Or like a color scheme, I'm like, okay, this and this goes. Like I know where things should be positioned. And so if I was able to stage something or like make my own design for, you know, a future business or home, like I would have so much fun. And so people that follow me on Instagram, you guys, you know, it's something I've been doing this year, but I've been posting more images of like different modern homes or homes that I would like to visit or just see just for fun, or like that I would want to live in. Yeah. Or just like vacation homes, because there are things that look really nice. I'm like, that inspires me. Like I would love to do something like that or live somewhere like that, or, you know, visit, you know, a place like that. And so if you follow me on Instagram, I'm always posting like different architecture photos. So I don't know if that like taught that. Anyone anything, but that's something that's something new about me that I'm not sure that many people know. But then again, I'm someone who is versed in a lot of things, like from entertainment marketing to education, yeah, to like public health and healthcare. Like seriously, my experiences are so broad, and the way I see it is life is so short and you should be able to experience anything that you want. So
I agree.
Go ahead and
I
do
like
it.
That.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So I guess my question to you.
So is this the closing question?
Yeah, we can close this one with this one.
Okay, this is fun. I really think we should have something like this every other episode. Just, you know, just something, a little more information about us, you know?
Yes, I think
I
it's
like
funny.
It.
I think it's not funny. I mean, yes, it's funny, but I think it's fun.
Okay, next one.
Let's see.
I'm looking at one that I was like, I'm surprised he hasn't asked me that one. But
right. So I think one of the things that I, let me see. So what are you known for?
What do you mean?
I don't know, just answer it. What are you known for? Well, if people think about Myra Reyes, what do they think about?
I mean, like, weird, very, just all over the place, varieties of interest, various interests, very social yet can be quiet at times. Just an easygoing chick. I don't know. Very just chill.
Cool. Chill. Chick. Chill.
Cool chick. Just chill as hell. Just chill as hell.
Chill AF.
Chill AF. Yeah. Yeah. I've been told. So that's
right,
what
chill,
I think.
Chill
about.
AF.
Just being chill. And I like that.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Trying to be more chill as I can. Oh, that was a lot.
that was fun. And these were like very simple questions. I think for our next episode, we're going to find some, I guess, questions that are more detailed or open-ended so they can hear a little bit more. This was just like an impromptu thing. Like we just were like, all right, let's do this.
Or maybe we should have our listeners like submit their own questions.
That would be fun. So if you follow us on Instagram, we'll definitely start posting things.
We're going to I think we're going to do some sort of poll or something.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get some more interaction. We did that the first few weeks and we really loved your involvement.
Yeah.
And again, we appreciate everyone that listens to us on different platforms. And if this is your first time listening, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, and any major platform really. And all you have to do is search Weekly Chisme and you should be able to find us. Or you can even search Myra and Franklin. Myra's M-A-Y-R-A and Franklin is like Benjamin Franklin. So Myra and Franklin. I actually did that search on Apple Podcasts, I think, recently. And if you just search our names together, you'll be able to find our podcast, which
oh,
is
really?
Kinda cool.
It pops up? Nice.
Yeah, it pops up. So yeah, listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate everyone's feedback and people do send us messages on different platforms. And it's motivating to hear that some of you guys listen to us still. So we're just
thank
starting.
You.
I know. Thank you. We're just starting episode 13 and we're having a lot of fun.
We're having a blast, guys. Thank you so much. Everybody stay safe. Have a good rest of your afternoon. And
yeah, stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy life.
Bye.
Bye.